The following content is not intended as medical advice. Always consult your own physician, pharmacist, or healthcare professional for your own healthcare concerns.
Bringing you a passion for health and wellness, Dr. Omar Uliwa is here to answer your pharmaceutical questions. Now, let's go in the pharmacy with Earl Ingram and Dr. Omar.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes.
All right, welcome back to What's Going On with Earl Ingram. You know, this is my favorite segment of all the different podcasts that I'm doing and will be doing. There's not one that I enjoy more or is more important than the one that we are about to have, you know, right now, and that's Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, the proprietor and founder of Welltopia at Mequon, Thiensville, is where his pharmacy is located. Good morning to you, Dr. Omar. How you doing, my friend?
Good morning, Earl. I'm doing great. Thank you.
It's always great, you know, to be able to share a dais with you because I know that, you know, what we are going to do is give life-changing information. You always bring that to the table, and I don't think anybody brings it in a better manner than you. Your bedside manner is great.
Thank you, Earl. It's all about, like, how can we customize the information for our needs as people, and make sure that we're using it, because I see many people who are kind of, they know about health, they know about wellness, but their specific case, they cannot deal with it. I'll give you a story I would like to start with. Picture Sarah, 42 years old teacher, always tired, brain foggy, and dealing with itchy red rashes on her arms that she told me casually. She comes to the pharmacy, we work with her on just her gut because she has massive bloating on a daily basis. So we did a simple plan, cutting out dairy, adding gut-loving foods, and start an excellent probiotics. And I told her to stick with the plan for 6 weeks and see what happens. After 6 weeks, her energy was up, her mind was clear, and her skin was way less red and itchy. And she told me, now what do I do? I told her, you're going to do the same thing for another 3 months. And then we're going to continue to work for another year to work on things step by step. But we just want to see progress and want to believe in something. And that's why when we see those commercials pop up in front of our eyes and we have the promise of perfect health, if I get this or that product, we as consumers, we like that. We want to believe in that. What I'm trying to do, me and many other professionals who believe in functional medicine, is to try to put and tie the pieces together and create a plan that we can walk the talk and work with customers and patients to kind of help their life get healthier.
You know, Dr. Omar, you talked about skin, and, you know, I'm one of those people who skin is an afterthought. I don't think I've ever really thought about my skin. It's 71 years of age and never gave it a second thought. Sometimes it'll get dry, and then I'll use some lotion. And, you know, when I'm washing my face, sometimes I'll, well, not sometimes, most times I use a bar of soap right? And my wife says, yeah. What are you doing? And I'm like,
yeah.
You know, I've always used soap to wash my face every morning. And she was letting me have it. Is it possible that men don't understand the importance of skin as much as women? Women certainly worry about the hydration of their skin. They're always using these different things. They're more concerned. What is skin? Let's talk about the importance of that. It's more than just something that covers the muscles, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like your body's largest organ, and it's kind of the mirror of your internal health. So think of it this way, the largest organ, the mirror for the internal health, and it shows signs when something deeper is wrong. For example, eczema, acne, rosacea, dry patches, early wrinkles, all of these, they aren't just cosmetic issues. The cosmetic issues women care more about, all right? And even when men come to the pharmacy, they come because their female partner asks them to come to the pharmacy to check. But actually, you know, it's kind of, it reacts very quickly to the changes that happen in the body. Reacts quickly that to changes that happen in your sleep pattern, to the stress. And it matters what happens also in your upper respiratory tract to the infection. I want to tell you that studies are showing that patients with upper respiratory tract issues like asthma, they are 3 times more prone to have what is called a leaky gut. And a leaky gut means that there is integrity of the lining of your gut where the food is passing the micronutrients to the bloodstream. There is a problem in this section of the gut, which means more inflammation in the system. And that systemic happens all over the body. So skin is important. It's not just important for the cosmetic procedure, but we have to make sure that we're eating healthier food. Because for instance, if you eat a diet full of carbs, more sugar, more bad fats, eat outside every day, that's going to show up on your skin. And that's why we have abundance of acne on the skin of younger generations. And what I do when I get patients in the pharmacy walking in and they are 15, 16 years old picking up prescriptions for acne medications, I run a conversation with them about what they eat. 95% of the time they are eating an unhealthy diet. Some of them, just a conversation for a couple of minutes about the changing their diets can be having more profound effect than taking medications that are harsh on the body, like isotretinoin and topical creams like contain benzoyl peroxide that we don't know where they were stored and can cause other issues. So the key thing is healthy lifestyle is healthy skin. Problems in the skin can be related to other things in what you eat and how you live.
So Dr. Omar, you always keep my mind working. Acne in young children, in young people, I thought that was just a rite of passage. And now you're saying that that's not, it can be controlled and so, you know, it can be prevented.
For sure. It can be controlled and it can be prevented. We're talking about millions of kids and teens who have acne. Acne is a sign of underlying inflammation and hormonal shifts and often gut imbalance, in which the foods that we eat are not balanced with the way that the gut is creating healthy bacteria. In fact, multiple studies show that strong link between acne and a diet high in dairy, sugar, and processed carbs. Cow's milk can increase the severity of the acne. So to answer your question, yes, acne can be controlled. It doesn't require harsh prescriptions or long-term antibiotics. And addressing the gut health, blood sugar, and food sensitivity can lead to major improvement. All right. So that's why we have to look at the other aspects that are causing the acne. And you'll find that stress is affecting it. if a kid is bullied at school and they have problems with acne, you can relate this to that. And then there are, if we exhaust the resources of, okay, the, my kid is in the college campus and that's what they eat, that's what they do, then we try to figure out what can we do in order to get the skin healthier. And then the topical prescriptions, they don't need to be harsh on the skin, because we do some of the topical compounds that are safe for younger patients, and we see awesome results without the need to take oral medications that can have more problems. So the nice thing in the pharmacy is that we're not just dealing with, okay, you eat healthy and you're going to be fine. No, I want you to have a long-term plan and a short-term plan. I want you to see results today, and I want you to see results tomorrow. Today, I am going to help you with results, giving you safer options, offering to the doctor alternative medications. Like, we have topical different combinations of, I would say, we can put antibiotics, we can put things that clear the skin, we can put niacinamide, things that are not commercially available. But at the same time, I will help you with a longer term plan to see what are the foods that you are reacting to or causing problems, eliminate those foods, change them, take probiotics. And what kind of probiotics? Because not every probiotics is going to help you. There are certain strains that have been studied, researched, that would help the skin. And there are three of them that are well known to help the skin with verified studies, like Lactobacillus rhamnosus and a couple of other strains of probiotics. So it's not one size fits all, Earl, and that's where the magic happens, is to use the knowledge for the precision medicine to help the patient with putting the practitioner in the picture, so the patient understand that we are one team working for their health.
So Dr. Omar, what impact does heredity have on one's skin?
Of course, genes play an important role on the skin health, and the color of the skin, if it's dark or light, that plays an important role, having it more prone to be having acne or rosacea or eczema, because these are eczema is autoimmune as well. But there is something that we have to understand, that I can switch on and off the gene according to the lifestyle changes and what I eat and what I take. Actually, the studies are showing that 95% you can change and 5% you cannot change. So genes is not everything. You can change what you can change. And that's why the genetic pool is not the only thing that you need to, oh my God, my genes, my father used to have this skin condition and now I have this also, so I'm going to live with it. No, if you live healthy, eat healthy, and decrease stress in your life, sleep better, and get kind of targeted medications and supplements, you're going to change that.
So as we age, the elasticity of the skin, does that age as well? I mean, is there something we can do? I mean, because you see women, again, they use all of these different treatments. And does that preserve the skin more, or can you... Is there something you can take orally that can impact the skin as well as something that you're rubbing on it?
A great, great question. As we see, as we age, we gain weight all over the body, but we lose the fat in the skin. All right. So part of the aging process is that many times we would have increase in weight in the waist and in the legs, and in the arms, but the fat would come out from the skin. So that, because we lose the collagen, the protein that gives the skin its firmness and structure, Starting in our mid-20s, actually, we lose about 1% of collagen every year,
Wow.
and even more after menopause. So by 50 years old, we lost like 30% of the collagen. At the same time, there's something called elastin fibers, which keep the skin tight and like springy. It starts to break down. That's when the skin starts to sag, especially under the eyes, in the jawline, and on the neck. So it's actually a very direct relationship with aging, as you know. So that's why we see many of us are wanting to get more collagen, which makes a lot of sense. But also, the collagen that is used in the research to help the skin is a standardized collagen, not in every product in the market. So the recommendations that we get for the day-to-day supplement of collagen need to be adjusted according to the product itself, unfortunately, because if I say collagen, there is 100 million different products of collagen around us. But what is the thing that's going to help my skin still stay firm and stay strong? And I think it's for men and women. And I don't want to overlook the importance of having a good multivitamin, because without enough vitamin C, zinc, amino acids, and omega-3, your body can't rebuild skin effectively. Actually, Earl, we solve many of the health conditions of the skin by taking high-dose omega-3. That kind of something that I use all the time because it helps with the elasticity of the skin. So again, it's a collective factor of things that we have to use together, and we have to identify it early. And that's why, yes, we see women are caring for their skin more than men. We just kind of look in the mirror 10 years later, oh, where's happening to my face? It's saggy. It's I lost my collagen. Help me do something. So it's like
You know the
another thing that's important. Yeah, please.
No, go ahead, Dr.
Sorry.
Omar, go ahead.
Is that I want to say that exposure to the sun, it's good and bad. And we in Wisconsin, we don't feel it much because we don't see the sun much. But if you go out in the sun more than 15 minutes, it's okay to liberally put sunscreen. And that's going to help protect you from the bad influence of the UV light of the sun. But it's important as well to go out and about and just kind of enjoy the sun. But every 2 hours, if you're going to stay on the beach or in the sun for like 8 hours, it's recommended that every 2 hours you put sunscreen, regardless of the quality and the kind of sunscreen that you use. They are all like wear off, wean off within 2 hours.
So let me ask you then, the rays of the sun continuing to bombard the skin, what does it, so the skin can't handle an overabundance of those rays? I mean, that's just the way it's created, and you must protect yourself from that?
Well, yes, it's just, kind of, it's good for 15 minutes every day. Like you be on the sun. 15 minutes every day, it's important for the vitamin D stores.
Yeah, but
It helps to kind of freshen the skin. But more than that, I mean, you have to take care of yourself and put sunscreen, especially if someone have used topical agents that help heal the skin, like tretinoin, for instance. They need to, if they go in the sun, they have to have sunscreen put. So the sun is great, but just the sun rays exposure for a long time is going to cause skin aging.
we talked about.
Yes, I am with you.
Yeah, you talked about sun is good for 15 minutes, and you know I you know that's just like drinking a couple drops of water, and you've got a gallon of water and you're thirsty. But 15 minutes, how many of us really know inside of half an hour or 45 minutes we're doing some damage to our skin that may eventually lead us to a skin cancer.
Yeah, that's why it's important to wear sunglasses use some block that contains, let's say, zinc oxide or titanium oxide sunscreens. These are important. It's not a luxury to put sunscreen when you're sitting in the sun for the full day. It's okay, go on the beach, get the tan, but protect your skin. So I mean, direct exposure, what you need is 15 minutes a day. More than that, you just need protection for your skin. Especially darker skin absorbs more from the sunlight, and that can affect it and make it less healthy. I was telling you about a famous picture on Facebook for a truck driver who has been driving on the road for 30 years, and the sun has been exposing to half of his face. And then after, when he was retired, he shows picture of his face. Half of it had exposure longer than the other half to the sun, and you can notice the difference in the skin aging for the part that was exposed to the sun long hours through the day. Because when you're driving and the sun rays fall in your on your face, this is direct sun rays that sometimes need protection, and we don't want to overlook that. So everything can be good or bad, but the balance is the key. And that is, there's a term in biology called homeostasis, which is the balance. Let's say if you fall, you feel the pain. These pain signals are important. But if you are under acute and chronic pain, that is what needs to be balanced again. So balance is the key. We love the sun, but we don't want it too hot. We love the sun, but we don't want full exposure without protection. Because yes, skin cancer is real, and it happens, and it happens a lot. And we see it, and every other week we see a patient walking in and telling me they found this spot on my skin. They found it was cancerous. They had to remove it. I ask the person, what do you do through the year? And they tell me, we invest 6 months in the year in Florida, and then we come back, and we think that the overexposure to sunlight have caused this to happen. So we have to be careful, Aaron. We have to be realistic.
Dr. Omar, myth or fact, melanin in one's skin. I've always been led to believe that people of color, and especially those who live next to the equator, can handle sun better than those who don't have as much melanin in their skin. Is there any truth to that?
Okay. So, to clear up some of the misconception, they act like the nature's sunscreen. It absorbs and scatters the UV rays, giving people with darker skin some natural protection compared to the fair skin. So that's real protection, but it's not perfect. All right. So the black and brown individuals can still get skin cancer, and when they do, it's often diagnosed later, not earlier, and that's a challenge, leading to worse outcomes. Actually, the most deadly skin cancer, melanoma, can appear in areas not exposed to the sun, like the palms, the soles, and under the nails, especially in people of color. So that also there is the hyperpigmentation, the dark spots, and melasma. They are actually worsened by sun exposure in melanin-rich skin. So the smartest strategy, even if you rarely burn, you have to look at the sun damage because it's cumulative, it's silent, it breaks down the collagen, it deepens the fine lines in on the face and in the body, and worsens uneven tone. So use mineral sunscreen still, use antioxidants like vitamin C and vitamin C serum. A vitamin C serum is wonderful to get it stable, get it from Wiltopia. Use antioxidants like niacinamide to prevent discoloration. Use supplements like astaxanthin and omega-3s internally for inflammation control. So sun is not your enemy. And if you're darker skin and you feel you're more protected, that is great. But still use sunscreen, because if anything happens, it's going to come later, and you're going to know about it later. All right. So think of melanoma. It's great, but think of as protecting your skin. But we all have to be careful.
You know, Dr. Omar, you talked about under the nails. And you're talking about skin, and you're talking about the palms of your hands and under your feet. And I don't know if I ever looked at those or thought about those as being skin. And so, you know, I learned so much from you every day, but that's a different form of skin. Is that right? Because you said that you can contract skin cancer in those areas.
Yeah, you are absolutely right. These areas, the challenge with them, they have no oil glands, and they are exposed to friction daily, rich in nerve endings, sweat glands. So they are not just skin. They are functional warning lights for your immune system and even your metabolic health. I want to tell you a conversation that I always have with the spa owners, and we get prescriptions from med spas, and I tell them, I want to tell you about formulas for skin nail infection, under the skin infection. Do you see this a lot? 99% of the time they tell me, we have many patients who have fungus on their nails and we can't clean them. They are like, look really bad, and they're always suffering from them. And I give them like a topical nail compounded nail varnish that's full of antibiotic, antibacterials, and help to reach those tough areas to help treat them and heal them. But these are hidden spots that are a picture of your health. And a beautiful woman can go to a med spa to make her skin healthier and looking better and do a procedure, but she's suffering from toenail fungus for years, and she didn't find something to help it. If we fix this problem, that's going to be great. But how do we fix it? We need to work on the gut health. We need healthy biome on the skin, because this is part of the skin. And then we need to do something functioning to help the toenail fungus. So they are, they can be more important than the visible parts of the skin, but they are overlooked for sometimes too long, because we can wear socks and hide our nails, all right? But when I meet someone in the pharmacy and I see their nails and I ask them the questions, what's happening, and they tell me, we use several things and it's not working. So we try to offer solutions there. So we have to think of the skin as covering all the cells of the body. We have to think of the hair. We have to think of the nails. We have to think what else we can do, because it's not one size fits all. I want to tell you that we work with dermatologists, and we do what is called a genetic test to see what agents can be best to help support someone's problem, whether it's hair loss, whether it's skin problem, because not every agent is going to be helping you, because you're different genetically structured, and micronutrients availability in your system. You might need vitamin C, you might need zinc. Tell you a fun story. Many people walk into the pharmacy who have itching. Their main problem is with they are looking increase the zinc for the patient who is having problems in their skin. They come and tell you, I think I had problems in my libido and it's going away, because zinc is very important for testosterone production. So you see the cross-reference for main micronutrients in your system and different facets and aspects of your health. That's why I like to think of health as systems working together, human being coming and needing help. You're not just high blood pressure or diabetes. We have to think what is actually going on.
You know, Dr. Omar, it's once you've contracted a skin cancer, first off, how serious? I guess cancer, just the term, frightens us all, and for good reason. But if one has contracted skin cancer, how serious is that?
Well, it's let's say that it's the most common cancer in the United States. So is it really bad? It depends on the type, the timing, and the person. So there are like three main types: basal cell carcinoma, squamous cell carcinoma, and the toughest real threat is the melanoma. The basal cell carcinoma, it's the most common and least aggressive type, fortunately. It grows slowly and rarely spreads. Boom. It often can show up as a pearly bump or a sore that won't heal. All right. To basal cell carcinoma, there was there is a story about a swimmer who won on the an Olympic medal. And then he had like someone looked at his picture on his upper chest, and he sent him a message telling him, "I see that the comparison of the picture with the picture that was few months ago, you have a bump on your skin that has grown. I would recommend that you would have it checked." He checked it, and he found that it was, I think, basal cell carcinoma, and it was removed right away. So if you have a bump that appears on your skin and you think it's growing, have it checked. Second type is squamous cell carcinoma. It's more serious, and it can spread to lymph nodes if left untreated, especially on the lips, ears, and immune-compromised patients. It may look like scaly patch or wart-like bump. And then, of course, there is the melanoma, which is a real threat, but it also has stages. Stage 1, 3, and 4. Because it's your skin, if you notice something, just act upon it right away, have it checked right away. That's the best course of action. But it can be serious if left untreated.
You know, Dr. Omar, there are times, when there are little small pimples sometimes may appear on your skin and then go away. How do we determine whether or not or when we should be concerned, if it stays or if it doesn't go away, or what should I always, as I see that little pimple, what should I do? I mean, how do I know when I should go and seek information from a doctor, or am I just panicking?
That's a great question. Great question. Because we all occasionally have those small bumps or pimples, which maybe it's from sweat, diet, or stress, or just clogged pores in the skin. That's most of the time. But sometimes these bumps are not just skin deep. They are body whispering or screaming for attention. So it is okay if the bump goes away within a week or two, if it's not painful or bleeding or crusty. It's okay if it looks a normal pimple and shows up occasionally and goes away.
Right.
If it's related to shaving, sweating, or to the related to the cycle for women, you would see a doctor if the pimple doesn't go away for like 3-4 weeks. If it's growing, changing in color, have a regular shape, if it's bleeding, oozing without healing, that's a very important sign. Or if it keeps coming back on the same spot, painful, itchy. And if you see new bumps in strange places like under nails, on the palms, and on the soles. In functional medicine, we look at the recurring skin issues as gut imbalance, food triggers like dairy and sugar. We look at it as hormonal shifts, and even immune dysfunction. So we want to be balanced in our judgment according to how these pimples are appearing and disappearing and those other factors.
You know, Dr. Omar, it is just mind-boggling to me that all of these different things in this body, you know, they're doctors to cover all of these different aspects of your body, and it's such a complicated and complex machine that we really, you know, a lot of times we just take things for granted. And, you know, we wake up in the morning, we keep waking up. Those of us who are fortunate and blessed, we keep waking up. And so we look at things and don't get worried about it. But then we talk to Dr. Omar, and Dr. Omar wakes us up to aspects of our lives that nobody ever taught us about, right? I mean, we didn't even give it a second thought because, you know, it's always, for the most part, those of us who've been blessed to live as long as I have, you know, it hasn't been a problem for us that we foresaw. But that doesn't mean that these things aren't happening, and we have to be more vigilant. Is it safe to say that the older we get?
I wanted to tell you that I used to be a screenwriter before I came back to pharmacy. And what brought me back is that I found that our body is like, it's not a machine. It's like a living, breathing symphony. Your cells are whispering to each other. Your immune system negotiates peace treaty daily with the other parts of the body. Your microbiome makes neurotransmitters for your brain. It's boggling, yes. But here's the problem. We only notice it when it breaks, when our skin flares, when our sleep disappears, when our digestion is slowing. So we take our body for granted until our bodies scream. And that's why I like to offer simple recipes so we can live healthy and go in our ways, not worrying. Eat real food coming from the earth. Move daily. Sleep 7+ hours. Breathe slowly and deep for 2 minutes a day. Watch how your mind shifts. Laugh, pray every day. This calms inflammation. And take your gut seriously, because your gut is the command center for everything else. Food is the medicine of every day. So it isn't about perfection. It's about tuning your symphony so your body plays the music.
You know, Dr. Omar, the way you just, explained to the listening audience and kind of connected the body to a symphony, only Dr. Omar can do that. And it really makes you really appreciative. I have to tell you, man, I have not been appreciative of this body and for a long time. And excuse me, and you have made it, you know, am I always appreciative of it every second of every minute of every hour of every day? No, but it's I'm thinking about it more and more each time I breathe, because you know, any second, it can be the last time. And we can't predict when that's going to be, but we can certainly do all that we can while we're here to preserve it, right? So you know, we have to preserve our lives. And not only ours, Dr. Omar, but our loved ones who may not be as cognizant about these things as we are. We have a responsibility that once we learn, we have to make sure that our loved ones, that we give them as the information that we're garnering. Is it safe to say that?
Yes, I completely agree with you, Earl. Any second can be the last time that we breathe, right? But it doesn't mean to scare us. It means to wake us up. Because we live life like it's infinite, but it's not. And we really need to start every day thanking God that we still exist. We just need to be healthy to the last minute. So being happy, living healthy, having loving community around us means a lot, and help us to take informed decision to get out of the bed and start the day every day. It has to be a reason why you leave the bed, right?
So this subject this morning was focusing on skin, and I don't want to let us get out of here before you give the sermon on what is the best way to protect our skin. You know, we're still in the throes, and pretty soon it'll be the dog days of summer. But what's the advice that you would give all of us to not take skin for granted?
The skin is like your armor, the silent soldier that stands between you and the chaos of the world, all right? It breathes with you, feels with you, and protects you from fire, from infection, from poison, from UV rays. So the best way to protect your skin, in a nutshell, is to honor it. feed it from inside, because skin health is gut health. Inflammation, eczema, acne, they're not skin issues. They might be gut alarms. So load your plate with prebiotics-rich food like garlic, onion, bananas, lentils, and greens. Take good healthy probiotics like Max 12 or our Zymogen ProbioMax. Healed your skin from the harm. 15 minutes of morning sun. Vitamin D and mitochondrial joy, the kind of little organelles inside the cells that are needed to produce energy. But after that, protect it. UV rays after 10 a.m. start breaking down collagen, stealing your youth. So please put sunscreen. Use clean mineral sunscreens. Wear a hat. Wear light sleeves or protect this armor, which is your skin. Hydrate the skin, nourish it. Drink enough water in the day. If you drink coffee, just take this coffee from the water that you drink because it's diuretic, because your skin is alive. And use oils, natural oils like jojoba oil, shea butter, and omega-3 internally. Drink water like it's your job. And stop scrubbing your skin like it's your enemy. Be gentle. Love your skin. And some of the last things I want to say is to watch for the hidden places under the nails, the back of your ears, your scalp, your palms. These aren't afterthoughts. They are windows into your deeper health. And lastly, protect it emotionally, because your skin is reflecting your inner world. Stress raises cortisol weakens the skin. So meditate, pray, laugh.
You know, Dr. Omar, the last thing I would say to you and is, so we look at our children, they're young, and that system is new and it's operating just like a brand new vehicle, and you just brought off the showroom floor. And so we're concerned about making sure that we're taking care of that vehicle. A child, a young person, we have to be concerned about them as well. Is it safe to say that?
Yes, because the children are looking at TikTok and buying things off market that you don't know what. And my daughter drives me crazy every day with what she wants to buy as skin products from, like, who used this? He tell me this TikToker told me about it. It's very healthy. It's very good. But then just very, it's kind of the wild, wild west with our children. And they are growing too fast, too much information in their heads. So we have to really be careful to what they choose and what they are doing, because I am worried that as healthy as they can be as young, they are doing things that may be not very helpful to them. So guidance is hard, but it's very important. So we have to, we have to support that. The younger generations is a topic by itself. I have four children. Each one of them is coming up with things that I thought about when I was 20 and 30 years old, you know.
Dr. Omar, we have to leave it there. As always, great, great information. Have a great week, and we'll be talking soon.
Awesome, Earl. Thank you.
Kiss the babies.
We'll be talking soon, my friend.